First, to a new warning about the threat to public safety posed by asbestos. An independent review in New South Wales has found that the state's approach to handling the potentially deadly substance is inadequate. Asbestos was used in a range of building materials for decades and is still found in many homes, schools and hospitals. The New South Wales Ombudsman, Bruce Barber, spoke to Brendan Trembath about the report that's likely to be a wake-up call for the New South Wales government and for those in other states and territories.
Asbestos contamination or use of asbestos, if I can put it that way, is a very important issue right across Australia. Certainly, Australia was one of the biggest users of asbestos during the 1950s and 60s for building homes and building schools and factories and other buildings. Indeed, at one time, it was the highest user per capita of asbestos in the world. In terms of New South Wales itself, there are literally tens of thousands of properties that have asbestos. Bonded asbestos in the form of fibro sheeting or roofing materials or piping materials and a range of other products.
You were tasked specifically to look at New South Wales. How would you rate the state's response to the asbestos problem?
I'm very disappointed with the response to date. It does not adequately deal with the concerns. There is a lack of coordination. The response is ad hoc. Government agencies do not talk together particularly well about these issues. And local government, which is a prime place for people to seek information and which is involved with people around building renovations, for example, is very, very poor in providing appropriate information.
What's an example of that difficulty with building renovations?
Well, if you have an asbestos product and you are renovating, then if you are drilling, if you're cutting the product, if you're pulling it down or demolishing, there's a risk that the asbestos fibres, which are relatively safe when they're contained in the bonded material, become unsafe. And when they become unsafe, they're called friable, and there is a risk that people will inhale microscopic fibres. They're very, very small. Often you don't even see them. If people are not aware of the risks associated with this work, they can literally put themselves in danger of developing a disease which will kill them.
That's a risk that applies around the country when dealing with that sort of asbestos. With New South Wales, what do you recommend it does to deal with the asbestos problem more effectively?
There needs to be a major education and information campaign with the community. People need to be targeted around these issues of concern and properly educated about the risks. The South Australian government has introduced a wonderful and very good plan, one that has the highest level of commitment from government to ensuring that people are properly educated, and it provides a model for New South Wales. I've recommended that there be a coordination authority, a single entity which pulls together all of the relevant issues associated with asbestos and coordinates a proper statewide plan for dealing with this issue.
That's the New South Wales Ombudsman, Bruce Barber, speaking to Brendan Trembath.